We'll call very briefly. We have executive officer's report. Do you have anything additional to add?
I don't have anything in addition to my written report.
Board member requests for future agenda items.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I would like to have our executive officer provide us maybe a three meeting out vision of what our board meeting agendas will look like, so we know what's coming. Case in point being the timber waiver that's coming up. It's coming a little faster than I thought it was, so if we could get that reported out to us. I know the nearest term meeting, the next meeting, will be obviously the most detailed, but maybe what's teed up for the second and maybe the third one out, just to give us a ballpark on what's coming, would be very helpful.
Good suggestion. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Other items?
Mr. Chair, I want to let you know I asked our executive officer to invite Kat Coleman over to talk to us about ocean issues at a future meeting, and my understanding is that's happening.
Yes, and I'm very pleased. I think we won't ask her to come up to Fortuna, but we will ask her and invite her to come to Santa Rosa, and I think it'd be fun. And
yes, she was quite excited.
The invitation has been made, and she's looking forward to seeing all of you.
Yeah, great. Thank you for doing that.
Mr.
Number 10.
What's that?
I was going to wait for number 10.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's
go
not
ahead.
Really an agenda item. So.
Okay.
Okay. Any other items of interest to the board?
Mr. Chair. I never talk about these, but at our previous meeting, you had asked for Mr. Giusti and I to be designated on basically an Elk River subcommittee.
Right.
And in that time, I'm just kind of hoping that you've got a little bit more thoughts on how you've designated that power and for our engagement or what our charge is.
Well, we didn't form a formal subcommittee. I've given authority from the chair, which you two have run with, which I've been happy with. Legal counsel has some concerns if we go to a formal subcommittee that will be a very restrictive process.
So I misused the term. I apologize.
So I would prefer to have the informal support of the board chair. I think the biggest issues are going to be what are positive solutions, what are the models, and trying to keep it on time to get finished this year. Having had experience with elk and freshwater, you can take the 5 to 10 year approach or you can take the 1 year approach, and I want us to really stick to the 1 year approach. Sometimes these issues that are very hard, they don't get better with time. You just appreciate how hard the dilemma is as you go forward. So those are the three things. Is that clear enough, or do you want more?
Yeah, I appreciate that.
That's very helpful. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, and I want to thank you for helping move the process on. You have to know I'm biting, chomping at the bit that I can't go out on some of the stuff because of the Bagley King, but I think we got two great board members to handle it. I'm glad you're taking the leadership and the time and really appreciate it.
Thanks.
And other items of interest, I have one. I again wanted to thank Mr. Gentry here. I do not want us to let this opportunity pass, and so I direct our executive director to do what's necessary, both for staff meetings and setting up some kind of meeting. And the more we can, of course, it's difficult to get to problem solving because we don't even know quite what the issues are, but I think it's too good an offer to say no, and we need to find out a way to take advantage of a rare opportunity. And having been around the state for a long time, and I'm not critiquing anyone, but agencies can have different views. They can have different viewpoints on how valuable cooperation is. I've for a long time felt cooperation is very, very valuable in the water quality forestry, and so I want us to take advantage.
And to build on that, Mr. Corbett, is if a workshop is an order field-based, Mr. Maillard, if his offer is still good to have a field meeting at his place, we would very much appreciate that, and thank you for your offer.
Yeah, what's not to understand.
Thank you.
Anything else? Okay, I'm going to have the meeting adjourned before someone thinks of something.